FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Oh, gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Good afternoon and welcome, FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and we're here for the first home league game of the season. Ooh, it's FC United against Spennymoor Town, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears and all the joy and all the love of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this evening, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at FCUM Radio, or if you know this guy personally, on.
Well, it'll be the first time of the season. No, actually, we had a few pre-seasons. It's 07596 104 122. That's 07596 104 122.
This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's FC United of Manchester. It's Spennymoor Town, in the league, no less.
Oh, have we changed dugouts?
You have swapped dugouts?
We've swapped dugouts.
Wow.
Yes, there's a. I know it's the psychology of football. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? We've swapped dugouts. So Carl might actually hear our dulcet tones a little bit more because they're going to be directly below us. So should be interesting this evening. But good evening, Ben.
Hello, Swampert, and hello, Emily.
Good evening.
Wow, it's all happening here.
Taking a short break from her. Her adventures of the summer with Emily, but I also must remind you tonight's game, the match sponsor for the game is Swans Travel. They're the company that take the first team in luxury, it has to be said, to the games.
Not so much you anymore.
Not me anymore, no, but I still like the people of Swans Coach Travel, and they're the sponsors this evening. The match sport sponsor is the Solis One, and they're donating all the benefits back to the club. Tom Croy's picked sporting memories in the match programme, and another big sponsor, a huge sponsor.
The whole, what do you call it, the park side, the whole length of the pitch on the park side is sponsored by one company, Click, Switch, Save, the energycheck.co.uk.
Yeah, they're called.
Talk Sport calling is just, I'm nearly there.
Well, in fairness, the Energy Check people will be talking to you after the game this evening, Ben.
That's
so
right.
Again, we were talking earlier on how it's important that we get things off the pitch and on the pitch working in parallel, and that the board are doing some fine work to try and get as many sponsors and put money into the club, so very happy with that.
But it's now time for team news. Team news. It's printed,
late,
now,
late
mate.
Team news.
It's printed. It's printed.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Beautiful.
Team news for tonight. For those people who didn't watch it, it'll be off earlier on Facebook. It's nearly the same starting lineup as Saturday, except Joel Logan has come in for Jason St. Juiced, and Michael Jones has he's not even made the squad. He's been replaced by Richie Baker.
Mrs. Jones isn't going to be happy with that, is she? They've got a thing going on, you know.
Fort Swamper.
You heard our thoughts earlier on, but we can reiterate them again. Yeah, we thought that Jones probably would be on the bench, but he hasn't made that. He's just given him a rest this evening, is Carl. But it's no surprise that the likes of Richie Baker's come in. The rest of the team, they're pretty much, well, as it was on Saturday with Craig Linfield coming in, St. Juiced on the bench. Tom Brown negating the captain's armband this evening, though, and that's been passed on to Jordan Fagbola, man of the match performance for him on Saturday. However, let's give you the teams because they are out now, and as always, it's customary to give you the home team first and foremost. It's FC United in goal. It's Lloyd Allison. Number two is Joel Senior. Danny Wisdom, number three. Tom Brown, number four. Jordan Fagbola in captain, number five. Zach Corbett, number six. Conor McCarthy, number seven. Nathan Lowe, number eight. Jason Gilchrist, number nine. Richie Baker, number 10. And Joe Logan, number 11. On the bench is Tom Greaves. Craig Linfield, welcome return to him. Kieran Glynn, Sam Baird and Jason St. Juiced. FC United playing in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings. FC United's goalkeeper in a green shirt, black shorts and black stockings. Over to my comrade to the right-hand side, giving you the Spennymoor Town team, Emily.
Okay, in goal for Spennymoor tonight is Daniel Lawson.
Number two is Callum Griffiths. Number three, Chris Mason, their captain. Number four, Matthew Dixon. Number five, Joseph Tate. Number six is Chris Chandler. Number seven, Ryan Hall. Number eight, Robert Ramshaw. Number nine, Glenn Taylor. Number 10, Andrew Johnson. And number 11 is David Foley. On the bench for Spennymoor, we have Shane Henry, Jordan Porter, Jamie Chandler, Jake Orrell and David Dowson.
Well, let me just give you another quick team, a bit of team news. This is the 10th of September as the referee's just organising the toss-up. People like, give you an idea, it's going to be the 10th of September for the charity event hosted by Dave Brown for his partner. And people, well, we've got an all-stars team there, including actors from Coronation Street, Emmerdale and Hollyoaks. But the players confirmed, just a number of them, Phil Melville, Rob Nugent, Dave Chadwick, Kevin Elvin, Steve Spencer, Simon Carden. Is he 90 now? I think he might be. It's his son's birthday that day as well, but Josh Howell's going to be there, Steve Torpy, Jos Mitten, Ady Orr, Gareth Holmes, Phil Power, Billy McCarthy, Chris Sims, to name a few, Leon Mike, Will Ahern, Charlie Raglan, Ollie Banks are there going to be coming to watch as well. Jerome and Birch are there going to try and get there as well with the EvoStick winning team. There's a whole plethora of people, so we'll look forward to that. We'll give you more information as we get it. But the game about to get underway, and my dulcet tones for the first 25 minutes, accompanied by Emily, and then it'll be over to James Quinn, who's with us this evening as always, on the right-hand side, and FC United of Manchester kicking towards the Lightbound Road end in this first 45 minutes. Tonight's referee is David Underwood, and assisted by Scott Taylor and Paul Roots. And well, the visiting team playing in all royal blue. It's like United versus AFC Wimbledon as FC get the ball in the way. Paul played on the right hand side first and foremost for Joe Senior to get a touch of the ball. Hits the ball long, up goes Gilchrist, strong header one, but it's picked up by McCarthy. Plays it to FC United's low. Low plays out to Logan. Logan cuts inside now. Chips the ball through the middle. It flicks off the head of an FC player at the back post. And strong play from FC United at the edge of the area. Oh, and it just evades FC United's number 10. And they lose the ball. And here come Spennymoor. One thing you say about Spennymoor, as soon as they get the ball, they get out with pace. They use the width well. They've got tenacity in the middle of park. They've got strong players. They've got players that have played 500 or 600 games for people like Gateshead and the like. As the goalkeeper switched a lovely ball, Daniel Lowe, to the goalkeeper. It was an offside decision against him, but they'll look to do it very quickly as FC United take their free kick very quickly. It's McCarthy plays the ball down the right hand side. Gilchrist is a chase on there. He might beat the goalkeeper to it, but the keeper comes out and is very strong in the challenge. The keeper out of his area on the right hand side, and he won the ball, but he also made sure that FC United's number 9 got a full impact of that challenge. And it's going to be a throw-in to FC United of Manchester. Gilchrist just got a bit winded there, Emily.
Yeah, he certainly felt that challenge. The keeper was off his line very, very quickly. It was a lovely little ball through, because we know that Gilchrist has got some pace. I was always asking a little bit much of him. But yeah, strong challenge from the keeper. He's all right, though.
Well, Daniel Lowson in the goals. All orange, a light orange, more like a tangerine orange. It's like a... like an old New Mills kit, in fact, or indeed Salford City's old kit. As the ball chips into the penalty area again, headed away by Chris Mason, the skipper. Ball on the halfway line, needs to be dealt with by Corbett. He takes one head and then plays it back to his goalkeeper, takes a touch. Fag ball about wide right if he wants him, but FC United's goalkeeper elects to try and bring the ball onto the right-hand side for Joel Senior. He doesn't win the header, but it's back with FC United. With Fag Bowler to Lowe, back to Fag Bowler. Ball played, it's a poor ball given away, but Lowe will take over. He's good position now, Lowe. He gets to put the ball to the right-hand side. He chips a lovely ball to his left-hand side. Can FC United's number three keep it in play? No, he can't, unfortunately.
Well,
Danny Wisdom
off.
There just skidded off the surface, didn't he? But a better start than the whole 90 minutes combined.
Listen to this. This is a good start.
Well, they've won the ball now. Start. Logan in the penalty area. Plays the ball inside. Gilchrist turns. Can he get a shot away? Yes, he can. Oh, it's the first half shot comes in there from Logan. And he snatched at it, and again, tentative defending by Spennymoor, and FC United has earned the pressure early in this game. Only 3 minutes on the clock, and already FC United showing a lot more quality, a lot more pace, a lot more tenacity in the opening 3 minutes that we saw for the vast majority of the game on Saturday, and that could only bode well, Emily.
Yeah, it certainly can. I mean, I'm just watching Gilchrist. His movement is great along the back four of Spennymoor. They're not sure who to stick with him. Not a great clear out there, but yeah. They seem to have quite a lot of time on the ball in the box, a lot more than he expected, Logan, as it came into him. But very, very promising start from FC.
Well, Daddy Wisdom having to defend the ball in the left-back position. It comes off the feet of Ryan Hall, so it's a throw-in to FC United Manchester, but in their own final third. And the one thing they will do There was a tentative clearance by Daniel Lowson, the goalkeeper initially, but Lowe does really well now, but then just shows a bit too much of the ball, but he still gets himself a throw in.
Yeah, he got lucky there. His first touch was fantastic, took it past one, and that's when he just needs to be a bit sharper. I think he could release the ball after that first touch, took on one too many, but we've got a throw in, so all not lost.
Well, it's a ball on this near touchline, given away. Lowe wins it back though, plays it to Wisdom to Lowe. Lowe ball nearly finds Brown, but he doesn't. It opens up for the number 10 now. Andrew Johnson outside the penalty. First time shot comes in, and it's with pace, but it's straight at the goalkeeper. And the first test for Lloyd Allenson, and he gathered that well and looks for a simple ball thrown out to the feet of Fagbola. There was options on the right as well, but he chose to go down, I should say on the left, but he chose to go down the right as now. FC United through the middle they go. A 1-2 between Brown and Nathan Lowe. Lowe seems to be much more on the game already in this opening 5 minutes, as the ball given away with not a great deal of quality there from FC United's Zach Corbett. So give the teams again: Allenson, Senior, Wisdom, Brown, Fagbola, Corbett, McCarthy, Lowe, Gilchrist, Baker and Logan, as the ball brought down on the halfway line, and a late challenge and a strong challenge on Lowe, and the referee judges that Glenn Taylor left his boot in there late.
Yeah, he's looking very good as well. He's always offering. That's what you want from your central midfielder. But every time he's there asking for the ball, playing it on, he'll be key for FC tonight.
Well, already a little bit more shape about FC at the front, with the likes of McCarthy playing out on the wide right, Logan on the left, and Gilchrist doing what he does best, actually playing in the middle of the park, up top, so they can link up well. But FC United having to defend the ball, so all the way back to the goalkeeper, takes a touch, and someone should be coming for that ball. He switches his left back position now, picked up by Zach Corbett. Corbett's ball's a long ball, and that's not the kind of ball that Gilchrist wants, and they can deal with it comfortably, can the visitors. A long journey for them down the A1 as FC United give the ball away, and it's held up around the number 9, Glenn Taylor, and he switches play beautifully. Can David Foley, the number 11, the goal scorer of 2 goals for South Shields in the FA Vars at Wembley earlier in the season, I think that game actually, South Shields took 13,000 supporters. I think the whole of South Shields and half of North Shields was gone for the day, as they're a team on the up this season. Big budget, but not quite as big as Billericay's. It's now reportedly, I think, £32,500 a week at Billericay, with the signing of Jermaine Pennant, and also they've also signed an ex Republic of Ireland international as well.
This is all very interesting stuff, Swampy, but the forum has counted you saying the word tenacity now twice, and we're only 6 minutes in.
There you go. Well, that's going to have to defend this ball resolutely, because it's going to be chipped into the penalty area. It's a decent ball in. Up goes FC United's Zach Corbett, but in front of him was Glenn Taylor, and he got up and with a bit more direction, it would have tested FC's goalkeeper, but lucky for FC, it's wide. And FC will get themselves a goal kick. So if you just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome wherever you are around the world. This is FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, our brothers and sisters from around the world, revolutionary groups, including certain of those people of Venezuela,
Swans Travel,
and the Soul is One Forum. Yes, we'll get it all in, haven't we? Blimey neck. Yes, well, halfway line the ball, headed in infield by Danny Wisdom, but won by Mason, and a deaf header there, nice little header there by Joel Senior. He just got in front of his player and won the ball, but it's eventually all the way back. A simple header there by Callum Griffiths to his goalkeeper, Daniel Lowson, who's got a little bit of competition this year. He's been a stalwart for them, as FC United win the ball. It was a good header from Glenn Taylor again, but FC United win the ball. Ball played, a lovely ball there from Senior, and then a reverse ball. Oh, slightly offside, but only by a margin there. It was a lovely reverse ball pass from FC United of Manchester's number 10 there, Richie Baker, playing in. Goal kick's taken quickly down the right hand side. Up goes Glenn Taylor again, and it'll be a goal kick to FC. I wish there was a way that I could actually nullify those kind of announcements, because they just,
it's distracting.
It's so distracting. You think, is it my car? Is it a friend's car? You know.
And now it's a real positive start from FC. It's looking good. I was unsure coming tonight after the weekend's game, after Saturday, and I'm wondering what sort of a performance they'll put out. But they're looking strong all over the pitch. I think, like you were saying, the shape that they're in, how they're setting up, supporting each other, is looking quite good.
Well, that's a nice bit of skill from FC United's low. He plays a lovely ball with his left foot. Defender has to come across there, Joseph Tate. And he has to concede the throw-in. And FC United around 10 yards away from the 18-yard box. The ball played quickly down the left-hand side for Logan. Can he cut back with the ball? Yes, he does. Holds it well. Needs to try and get beyond the defender. Tries to play it back to Wisdom, but he can't quite do so. And they can clear the lines. And it's that man up top again, Glenn Taylor. Holds the ball well. Plays a simple ball back to one or two of his blue-shirted players. And a long ball over top. And Fagwell needs to deal with it. And he does deal with it initially. But the ball falls for the number 11 there, David Foley. Goes one way. First half shot comes in. A great save from FC United's goalkeeper. But it falls on the edge of the penalty area for number 6. Chandler, first half shot comes in. And it's ricochets. And is it kept in by the goalkeeper? It is indeed. And I'm doing him a disservice, actually, David Foley. It was Andrew Johnson, the number 10, who got the shot away. But again, it was a direct ball. The ball was won by Fagbowler, but as the ball dropped, there was no one there to go and support Fagbowler. And Andrew Johnson went one way and the other way, and it was a good save by the goalkeeper.
It was a fantastic save by the goalkeeper, because he not only got it away, he got it out of the danger area and gave FC a chance to get back in and behind the ball. The initial clearance from Fagbowler was quite weak. He was off balance, which allowed Spennymore and Johnson to get ahead. Got fortunate there in the end, but a fantastic save from Allinson.
Well, the two set of halves have to be a little bit closer there, I think, really, and support each other, because there was a big gap. The ball was played deep in their own half, but it was a ball with purpose through the middle. And as I say, Johnson made Fagbowler play, and it was an awkward header, and there was no one back for FC United. So it's 0-0, though. A good start. Entertaining football already from FC United. 10 minutes on the clock here. A game, as always, brought to you by our normal partner, constructive.co.com, but tonight's actual match sponsor, Swans, who now provide FC United with their travel home and away. As FC United's Danny Wisdom there, well, that was an interesting one. He played off the shins of a player, got himself a throw in as the ball played inside there for Brown. And not the biggest of crowds here this evening, but it's still early in the season. As Lowe plays it to McCarthy. McCarthy back to Lowe. It was a bit under McCarthy's feet, Lowe's feet, but he plays a nice ball right hand side. And bombing down the right hand side, we didn't see a great deal of on Saturday, was younger Joel Senior. And the error is forced. And FC United now with Brown. Brown to Lowe. Lowe holds the ball back to Brown. Looking for a bit of movement, FC United and Manchester. Ball played up to the feet of McCarthy. His touch is good. He cuts inside, but he gives the ball away after a good challenge. And Danny Wisdom has to make sure he's back defending resolutely there. He plays it back towards Corbett, who turn plays it back to his goalkeeper. So again, good pressurising there from the visitors, but FC United have the ball back now with Lowe. Deep in his own half. There's a bit of room to manoeuvre. Can have a look up. Check the movement of FC United's number 3. He tries to bring him in as well, but it's headed away this time by Ryan Hall. And
latest score, Leamington 0, Tamworth 1.
Well, was game last night as well, Southport versus Bradford Park Avenue. Southport winning that game at the top of the division at the moment on 6 points. Bradford Park Avenue winning at the weekend though on 3. So nice 1-2 between Lowe and Brown. Through the middle of the go, FC United playing some good football, but intercepted well by the number 8 there. Robert Ramshaw plays the ball, or tries to play the ball out, but it's Chandler, little deft ball, plays it in again to Ramshaw. 1-2 between him and Chandler. Chandler goes past FC United's number 11 with consummate ease there. Logan, who's on the left hand side this time, and here come the visitors outside the penalty area. They are lovely ball chipped down the left hand side, and there's FC United's ex player trying to win the ball, Chris Chandler, and equal to it was young Joel Senior. As we've got a first check in. Anyone know what the idea behind the switch of the dugouts is? I think that we haven't won the league here, was the answer.
Oh well,
so perhaps by moving the That's the official information we've been given.
Well, this year.
And a good evening to you, John. Hope you're well. As Spennymore trying to come away with the ball, but FC United win it with first of all a good touch from Richie Baker, who played it to Lowe. Ball there from FC was a poor one though, and it allows the number 9 Glenn Taylor, and Lowe can seize a free kick at a dangerous position. In fact, shooting territory for it's a yellow card well for Lowe. He just pulled him back and. Well, he pulled him and swiped him, and the referees put him into the book, and FC United and a yellow card in low, and as I say, shooting distance for the number 2, Callum Griffiths.
Good distance from the goal. If he gets it up and over, players chasing in, is a dangerous one.
Well, younger Connor Rooney McCarthy below us on the left-hand side. This left-hand side, him and Logan have switched, which again is something that never happened on Saturday. A lot of changes in the way that FC are playing in this game already have been evidenced in the first 13 minutes. But there's a dangerous position. Only two in the wall here, which is interesting, as Mason steps up and it gets a deflection and it's in the back of the net. And the two players in the wall, well, it comes off Richie Baker. The goalkeeper's going one way and it's 1-0. And very, very surprising why there was only two people in the wall there. I mean, it was within shooting distance.
It certainly was. It was, and he was set up to take a shot there. You'd expect your goalkeeper to want more than two in the wall. I'm not sure what their ideas were. Maybe they felt that he was going to float one in, but you know, it wasn't a greatly struck free kick either. He didn't take it very well. It was a fairly easy height for.
It was like a nonchalant free kick that was going nowhere until it hit his head.
Very disappointing, but you know, should just keep building what they've been doing. FC, the way they've been moving the ball around, a little bit more pace needs to come back into the game after the first few minutes. But yeah, a bit of a disappointing way to concede.
Well, Brown now chips the ball down the right hand side. It should be cut out by Chandler, and it is cut out by Chandler. Back supporting him is David Foley. Foley plays it back to Chandler, all the way back to the goalkeeper now for Lawson. Lawson takes his touch and leathers the ball out, and that's on its way to Costco.
That bowls club next door,
they don't play at night. That's the saving grace. They don't play at night
because we kill a pensioner.
Well, we could, you know,
right on the bonds.
Well, I'm sure it says if those are playing bowls on a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, no FC are at home, they probably wear head protecting gear. So FC United has to get back into this game. Good start from FC United. The goal really not justified, because FC United have been in the ascendancy. But it is 1-0 to the visitors. A cruel deflection off the head of FC United of Manchester's Richie Baker. But the only question I've got is why the goalkeeper wanted two in a wall from such a distance. But FC United need to get back into this game nice and quickly, because they hold on to the lead as they win the ball in the halfway line. Good control brought down by Glenn Taylor, although there was no one around him. He plays a lovely sweeping ball right-hand side now for Ramshaw. Ramshaw has the support of the goal scorer, Callum Griffiths now. Griffiths, that's a great ball to the penalty area. Who's going to beat it? Oh, it was a number nine again. The man who started the whole move off, Glenn Taylor. And that was a whisker away from the goal, and I don't think FC United's goalkeeper would have got anywhere near that. That was lovely football, and as I say, what they do, Emily, they get out wide and they whip them balls in, and that was a ball of real good quality.
Yeah, it certainly was. Hit with a good amount of pace as well. As you see, just a glancing header almost took it towards goal. I'm not sure if the keeper would have got to it, but they need to be aware of that. Get, you know, not just tracking back. It's watching the second runner coming in from Spennymoor.
Well, Gilchrist does well, avoids Chandler, and here comes McCarthy now, dead centre. Won by Brown. He rides the challenge now. Baker plays the ball out left hand side. Can Wisden keep it in play? Yes, he can. He needs to try and get beyond the number seven. Back defending is Ryan Hall, and some support required, and he does well there. Wisden plays the ball 1-2 with Baker, and then he looks at the receiving ball, but it was slightly overplayed, and they can clear the lines, and it's a long clearance to the halfway line. And strong play again by the number nine, Glenn Telly. Took three players really from FC to deal with him, and then a ball with no purpose will force out for a goal kick. But again, that ball down the left-hand side from FC United with Wisdom, he needed a player coming across.
Support. Yeah, they watched him, they left him with quite a lot to do there. It was a good build-up move, you know, send him out wide. But it took Lowe a little bit too long to come across to support him, and then he was left with far too much to do.
Well, it's Daniel Lawson. Spennymoor line up Lawson, Griffiths, Mason, Dixon, Tate, Chandler, Hall, Ramshaw, Taylor, Johnson and Foley. On the bench they have Henry, Porter, Chandler and Oral and Dowson. As the ball far right hand side for FC United Manchester to defend, it's a simple ball back from young Joel Senior, plays it to his goalkeeper, and this is where FC United needs to try and play a ball out from the back. And it didn't come to anything other than into the feet of Corbett plays the ball up, and again too much distance between him and the centre midfield players. As the ball chipped back in, Fagbola needs to deal with it, heads it across towards Corbett. Loses out to the number 7 Ryan Hall in the penalty area, right hand side. Can he get the ball across? Yes, he can. Opportunity at the back post. Well, luckily for everybody, it scurries across everyone, and FC United can come away with Logan. He needs to protect the ball where he is. He plays it back to Senior. Senior plays it to FC United's number 10. Nice little touch there from Gilchrist, and the ball down the right side, a lovely ball. Can he keep it in play now? Logan from defensive attack, the ball needs to be laid. It's a great ball, great defending as well.
That's better. Really, really strong play there. You know, Logan chasing the ball down, got the ball in nice and early as well. As soon as he reached it, almost got through to McCarthy flying in, but well defended. Well, that's what they need. They need to get the ball in early, make these moves and the runs.
Well, FC's first corner comes on 19 minutes. Low hits the ball towards the back of the 18-yard area. It goes across three players there, and Logan attempts the shot, and it deflects off the big number five, Joseph Tate. And it's another corner ball for FC United and Manchester, of which Lowe will go across and take on this near touch line now. Just 20 minutes gone. 1-0 to the visiting team. A deflected goal. Callum Griffiths with the free kick. As this time it'll be whipped in. Decent ball towards the back post. This should be a free header. Oh, there's an opportunity and a golden opportunity there for Gilchrist. They left him unmarked, Emily.
Really did,
and he stood there.
He seemed to have too much time to think about what he was doing. I don't think he could believe that there was nobody around him. And yeah, you'd expect him to get that on target at least.
Well, he just let the ball hit his head rather than actually meeting the ball. He scored an absolute corker with his head on Saturday.
Yeah, we know that he can do it.
And that there, unfortunately, was one of those headers where just nothing resulted in. Unfortunately, it's 1-0, 20 minutes on the clock. As Lawson clears his lines. A strong header. Corbett looking there to get away with the elbow in the back of the head of the defender, the centre forward. But the visitors have the ball. As it comes off the knee of David Foley, I think, there. And FC United can start from the back again. And a little flick, a little trip there by Andrew Johnson. The referee is going to book Andrew Johnson for an innocuous free kick.
Just some latest scores. Blythe Spartans 0, York City 1. Boston are 1-0 up against Alphington, and Stockport are 1-0 up against Curzon.
And the ball offside decision against Logan as the players below us on this left hand side, the two managers exchanging their views, and it's
I have to say,
I give them, in Gladiators, the great big jousting sticks. I'd give them one each and let them just whack each other.
Oh, Jason Ainsley and Daz Lyons.
If they've got a problem with the booking, I think it was right. It's deliberately slowed down the play there as Tom Brown was trying to bring the ball out. Referees, he's doing well, he's keeping control of the players.
Well, Falk Bowler wins the header, but it was simply enough won back by Ramshaw, who plays the ball out left-hand side. And the overlap's there if he wants it at the left, but it's back with the number four now, Dixon. Dixon plays the ball inside. A 1-2 doesn't quite come off, and FC can bring it away now. And they are a man short at the back. They get a decent ball into Gilchrist, but Gilchrist have come deep for it. Plays out to Lowe. Lowe cuts back inside, and FC United are back where they started from, unfortunately. But again, the possession is there. They were giving the ball away in those positions on Saturday. They're not doing that this evening.
Yeah, that's good. That's good much patience. Better. Yeah, patient football. They could have done with switching the play a bit earlier, but if it's not on, it's don't panic and try, you know, play a ball that's not there.
Well, Corbett trying to play the ball up towards Gilchrist, who won the ball, trying to play the ball out to the left-hand side, but there was no one there. And then a ball whips in towards FC's goal. And the keeper gathers it very, very comfortably. Lloyd Allenson, as I say, on the ball, plays it out left-hand side now to Younger. Zach Corbett, 22 years of age. And nonchalant from Corbett, and he gives the ball away. It's picked up by Ramshaw. And a strong challenge, and a fair challenge.
He really well timed
wins the ball back, but it's a throw-in to the visitors. But again, that was an unduly needed tackle because he was a little bit lackadaisical, a little bit sloppy in giving the ball away. The ball picked up now by Griffiths. Chips the ball towards the back post. It's a good ball again. Oh, and the goalkeeper has to just parry the ball over the bar. It was a cross, but he had to be alert to it, Lloyd Allison, and it was that man again, Callum Griffiths. And this time it was saved by FC's goalkeeper, and it remains 1-0 to the visitors. And we'll wait for this corner ball. Ryan Hall to take it on the far side of the ground. Be whipped in. Anyone also... see what happens here. Several players, good movement in the penalty, near post, ball comes across there, and it's headed at the near post by Chris Mason, the skipper, but out for a goal kick. For all those people as well that were discussing and thinking about Herbs and the situation, well, Herbs is here this evening. His vans are one in the ground and one outside the ground, so It's with FC United now and low. Plays it to Fagbola. Fagbola, again, they've got a good line of midfield and defence of the visitors, and FC United bringing out patiently, slow from the back. Ball chipped through over the top, and that's a ball that should be won by the visitors. It initially is, but FC United get themselves a throw-in.
Yeah, good pressure put on by McCarthy, not giving them any time on the ball to really get the possession back.
Well, what can FC do? Lowers on the ball, plays the simple ball back to Wisdom. Wisdom inside to McCarthy. McCarthy touches a nice one to Gilchrist. Gilchrist does really well. Can he open his body and get the shot away? That's what he's trying to do. Good defending there, though, by Joseph Tate. But a good play there by FC United's Tom Brown. Brown plays it outright to Lowe. To Senior. Senior gets himself a throw in. Again, Senior against Chandler. It's a good little battle that at this moment in time. As now Logan, it's a lovely ball towards the back post and screeping in there. Danny Wisdom, and doing exactly what happened on Saturday from that similar position, over high and wide over the top. And with that, I've got 50 seconds left, but no, I'll. That's a good point, yeah. Twice as many goal attempts as Brackley already for FC United Manchester. And with that, I'll hand the headset over to James H. Quinn.
Yes, thank you, Swampy. Spennymoor with a 1-0 advantage here. Scored slightly fortuitously from a free kick from Callum Griffiths. Bounced off the wall, but FC have been looking bright. At the moment, it's... with Joel Senior on the right-hand side for FC United. Slides it through, good pass. Gilchrist tries to play it forward there for Baker, but good alertness, as there has been throughout the game so far. Good in defence from Spennymoor. Glenn Taylor breaking and just caught there by... I don't know if he made sure he was caught there by Zach Corbett, or whether...
I think he...
The bench.
A very clever play from the centre-back there, Corbett. As he's run across him, he's just changed his step, should we say, to ensure he didn't get away from him.
Yes, canny football there. The bench at Spennymoor screaming for a booking for Zach Corbett, but nothing doing. It was a foul, but it was a foul that was won cleverly there by the centre forward. But Griffiths, who scored a moment ago now with this free kick, floats it invitingly in there. Oh! And that was an absolute gift for Glenn Taylor there. Free header, he put it a couple of yards wide, and Spennymoor should surely have doubled their lead there.
Yeah, certainly should. Again, it's another one of those, like we saw Gilchrist off a corner. I'm not sure he was quite ready to be that free in such a position, Taylor. He's risen well, he's made good contact, but he's had absolutely no direction on the ball, otherwise that would have been 2-0.
And Lloyd Allenson with the clearance goes all the way out. And it will be a throw-in just in front of the FC dugout. Goal scorer Callum Griffiths, and the referee's going to have a word now with the Spennymoor bench. Shouts of off, as you can probably hear, but just just to calm down a bit.
Yeah, they're very animated, they're having a... I mean, it's the passion that you need in your management and your coaching staff. Rightly done, you know, just to calm it down a little bit.
You like to see a bit more of that from the home bench sometimes, would you?
I like to see a manager and the coaching staff with a bit of passion.
And now Wisdom trying to control this just outside his own box, but he's robbed. Now Johnson left-footed and just in the corner. That was a good finish. It's 2-0 Spennymoor.
That's an absolutely brilliant strike. You know, he's found his spot. He gave the goalkeeper no chance. He's really stretching for it, is Allenson. But nobody really from FC closing him down early enough. He's had a chance to look up. He's just outside this 18-yard box as he's receiving the ball. But it's a fantastic strike to firstly get through the bodies in the box, but to pick out that bottom corner like he did.
Just as a contrast, I mean, it seems to me Spennymoor's defending is really well organised, very tight. Just that bit extra half
fractions.
A yard for the Spennymoor strikers, really. 2-0 Spennymoor.
Yeah, no, I mean, all the possession that FC have had and how they're creating things, they're looking, you know, they are looking strong. They're putting in a very good performance, but the chances created and the opportunities taken is the question mark.
FC now got to try and get one back as soon as possible. Change the dynamic of this contest. Fagbola being pressured by Johnson, the scorer of that second goal. Joel Senior slides it there. On the turn is Logan. Logan there. Slides it down there for Joel Senior. Yeah, Joel Senior does well, takes the byline, goes down, and that will be a goal kick there. Referee's opinion that wasn't. He didn't go down as a result of the tackle, just slipped afterwards.
It's a shame. He'd taken a really good touch there, Senior, to take it past the fullback. But yeah, unfortunately, he's lost his footing as he's overstretching. But that's what the FC need to do more. We need to make more of those options. You know, with Logan out wide, he's been putting some good runs in, and just getting the ball into the box a little bit earlier.
Indeed, 2-0 is a stat for you. FC 80% possession. Spending more with just 20% of the possession, and Taylor's through here, and he's got to Johnson in the middle. This could be 3-0, and Johnson just couldn't get on the end of it, and FC just slit open there.
It's another escape. It just seems that the balls that they're playing, you know, they use this width and how quickly they do it. Spennymore, they're getting in behind the defence every time, and as Taylor's come across, he should be putting them away. That should really be three.
Yeah, he just couldn't get his foot on the end of it there, Johnson, after the cross. And well, that was a foul there on Tom Brown, who's relinquished the captaincy armband today. That's gone to Fagbola. FC United 0, Spennymoor Town 2. We've played half an hour, so an hour left for FC to get something out of this game. Richie Baker back to Nathan Lowe. Nathan Lowe slides it through. On the turn is McCarthy. Now it's back with Baker to the right hand side. Decent looking ball there, and good keeping there from Daniel Lowson there. It was alert, came out. And from a Spennymoor point of view, they would be feeling this is the time to really kill this game. But FC intercepting their wisdom, plays it in there to Gilchrist. Gilchrist, nice ball to Lowe's forward. Lowe with a... Well, it was not enough power on that. Tried a cultured shot, tried to get it past the keeper, but just not enough power. And though it bounced slightly awkwardly in front of the Spennymoor custodian, no problem. So Lloyd Allison has to come out and collect at the other end.
That's what you know, Spennymoor have really forced FC to just take these shots from outside the 18-yard box. Gilchrist has had a couple of bites at it, and now we've seen Lowe. They need to be getting the ball closer.
Zach Corbett there lets it go, and now it's Glenn Taylor, 18 yards up. Left foot shot straight at Allison. Now it's and it blocked there. That was the number seven, Ryan Hall, with a shot, and FC just hanging on by a thread here. 2-0 down already. And, well, Spennymoor have had two gilt-edged chances to extend the lead even further. Now Nathan Lowe. McCarthy left-hand side as FC try to strike back. McCarthy takes it into the area. Jinking there. Takes it on left-footed, trying to get the ball across, wins a corner in the end. And it's Joe Tate who's screaming at the rest of his defence for not getting organised quickly enough there, but he did the needful. But Nathan Lowe will now take a corner left-hand side, right-footed. FC desperate to get one back here. Halve the deficit. Baker. Baker plays it back to Lowe there. Sold a bit short there, Lowe, but he gets it to Tom Brown. Tom Brown will float this in. It's a decent-looking ball. It'll win another corner. FC United trying to turn the tide here. Lowe again will take this corner left-hand side. FC United 0, Spennymoor Town 2. 33 minutes played here. Lowe then preparing to take this one. In it comes, floated, far post. Oh, and Fagbola just over the bar. He's frustrated with himself for not being able to get over the ball there, but just skimming the bar there.
Yeah, it's a lot closer. It was a better ball in that from Lowe. A better corner hit with a little bit more pace to help the players out when they're attacking it. Like you say, Fagbola, he's not been able to rise quite high enough above it, but it's a shot that, you know, we need more of those, more shots on goal, more opportunities. Take the ball into the 18-yard box, release it a bit earlier.
As Lowson takes the goal kick, Zach Corbett goes up, The ball now breaking for Foley. Foley about 20 yards out. We'll put this on his right foot and try one, but ineffectual there, really.
I tell you what, that was a carbon copy of his goal against Stockport on Saturday.
Except it went in Stockport. Well,
yeah.
Apart from that detail.
But
all right, clever clogs. Everything else, though, is pretty much the same.
I think. Okay, well, we could quibble about the words carbon copy, but let me not get on the wrong side of the producer. Might find my mind.
Might
find exactly that. Well, doesn't take any prisoners. A bit like the Spennymoor bench, but on the left-hand side, it's a throw into Spennymoor, right about the halfway line.
You know, they've just gained in confidence throughout this game. Spennymoor FC started off the better team for me, but as the game's gone on, you know, they've really got to grips with it. They just seem to keep the pace going throughout the whole of their team, and obviously scoring goals gives you that confidence to keep going forward.
Zach Corbett plays it forward there, low, first time ball out to McCarthy to Brown, who's on the left flank. Down, that's optimistic ball there for McCarthy, and easily cut out, but it wins a throw-in ultimately for FC United.
Yeah, he didn't give it up completely. McCarthy's done a lot of chasing, and he's had to, you know, a lot of the balls into him haven't been quite where he wanted them to be. But one thing he has done is he's put the pressure on the back for Spennymoor, the full-backs, and not allowed them to really gain any ground.
So, McCarthy on the turn. Corner comes in, oh, left-footed attempt by Baker. He just couldn't get the purchase. Decent cross, and Baker made exactly the right run. Beat his man, got a yard on his man, but just couldn't get the contact he needed. Places it wide. Still 2-0 Spennymoor.
Yeah, that was a lot better. The movement was better coming into the box. You know, really running on and attacking it, like you say. He got the run right, but not quite the contact that he needed.
As Lowson prepares to take this one. In an all-orange strip, the Spennymoor keeper. And that hangs easily for Jordan Fagbola to nod it back into there. And there was a foul there on the back of the head of Gilchrist, but unseen by the referee, but certainly a forearm or a wrist going quite forcibly into the back of Gilchrist's neck there. As the ball there. Now then, Joe Taylor under a bit of pressure from Gilchrist, but calmly plays it back. And Lowson there hoofs that out. For a throw in there.
Oh, nice
back heel there from one of the Spennymoor management. Throw into FC United. Wisdom to Lowe on the halfway line. Lowe seeing more of the ball than he did on Saturday. Now it's Joel Logan. Spreads it out to the right hand side. Joel Senior to Logan. Logan now level with the 18 yard line. Left footed cross, not bad at all. McCarthy, and it's going to be 2-1. And Gilchrist there finishes off. That was an excellent piece of football from FC United. They strung together several passes. A fine cross on the right hand side. A calm header across to the unmarked Gilchrist, who finished it off 2-1.
That was absolutely brilliant. The ball in was pinpoint. It was a perfect ball into McCarthy. What a great header as well. You know, he's risen up. He's realised his position wouldn't allow him to head it quite on target. He's headed it across. Great awareness from McCarthy and a lovely finish. Nice, easy one for Gilchrist.
Made no mistake. Well, we've got a contest now, and that's exactly what FC needed, and gone two behind rather quickly. And Spennymoor may rue those chances they missed after going two up.
Yeah, certainly. There's a lot more to come in this game. It's absolutely perfect timing for FC, this, to get back into it, to just lift them a bit.
Fagbola, deep inside his own territory, gets the ball back from Baker. Now Fagbola, back to Baker, who's dropped very deep to collect this one, the number 10. Plays it forward nicely. That was Gilchrist who'd come back. Now it's back to Baker. Nice ball again from Baker. Nice layoff from McCarthy. Back, gets it back from Gilchrist. Can't quite get it out from under his feet there. But FC United started to stroke the ball about. Quite nice, easy on the eye as Joel Logan, who did well before. He sold just too much on that from Logan.
Really nice idea that. From Logan, some good footwork, like you say, a little bit too much. He just needs to take something off that, feed the ball through, but a lot more positive.
FC United 1 Spennymoor Town 2. FC have just pulled one back, having been 2-0 down,
and as of 35 minutes we've had three times as many goal attempts in 35 minutes than the whole 90 than on Saturday.
And would that be the whole game or for United, for FC?
For FC.
A lot more passing into play.
Purposeful passing.
Purposeful, that's what you need. You know, you need to be making the changes and putting things right from one performance to the next.
And it's a throw-in now to Spennymoor. Corner flag. It's on the attack here. Are the men in blue, all blue strip, yellow trim and yellow numbers as throwing comes in. That's Rawshaw. Oh, does well there, Rawshaw, hugging the byline. As the cross comes in, he's going to, oh, and Taylor couldn't quite, it's just a little bit too high. The cross was from Ryan Hall and Glenn Taylor, well, he had a free header.
Yeah, they're really out-foxing the defence. I think, you know, the full-backs need to really tuck in and make sure they're picking up the spare men in there when the ball's coming across. There's always a free man for Spennymoor. They need to be on that.
Tom Brown playing it back to Allinson under a bit of pressure. Gets the ball clear, but not terribly well as Foley picks it up. Oh, excellent work from Joel Logan there. Came back, won the tackle now. 1-2 now brings it forward. Still has the ball under pressure, battling away. A battle royal there with Matthew Dixon, but Spennymoor have it now. Glenn Taylor tries to slide it across, but just can't quite pick out Ryan Hall there. And it's certainly an entertaining game to watch here. Plenty going on. McCarthy battling away here for this ball, hooked away by Callum Griffith, scorer of Spennymoor's first goal. Nathan Lowe with the throw. Now it's Fagbola bringing it forward. Nice ball forward there. Then Gilchrist, who dropped a little deep to pick this one up. Baker midway inside FC territory. It was a nice idea to try and get the ball to Logan, but just a bit too much on it there. And it's a throw in to Spennymoor deep inside their own half, level with the 18-yard line. Chris Chantler, former FC player, wearing the number 6, playing left back for the visitors tonight. And giving the ball a good scrub here before he prepares to take this one. And down the line it goes, very vertical throw in there. Beats everyone really, and Spennymoor pick it up. And that's a good interception there from Lowe, but it breaks for Ryan Hall, for Spennymoor, over halfway. He's got Callum Griffiths on the overlap there. And got a yard on Wisdom, and Allinson misses, and everybody misses it.
I don't think he did miss it.
I think he did just get something on it just to take it away.
So, oh, and good interception there by Richie Baker, breaking up the play there, but he's surrounded. And good pressure from Spennymoor, winning the ball back. But a poor cross there, and McCarthy can bring this away now for FC United. Right, about 3 minutes to go to half-time. 2-1 the Spennymoor lead. Can FC United try and even things up before half-time? Wisdom, centre field, square ball to Tom Brown. Tom Brown chips it forward. This is going to be an offside flag there. Logan just concentrating there. It was clearly half a yard offside. And easy there for the Spennymoor back line to catch him out. So, just under 3 minutes to go to half-time. And FC United have got themselves back into the game. But lots of work to do for both sides as the free kick is taken by Spennymoor. Wisdom there trying to control that header, but Ryan Hall picks up the second ball. Hits his hand there. Referee didn't see that. Yes, he did. Or the referee's assistant saw it. And it's a free kick to FC United. Just close to the byline. Allinson would like to come and take this one, and will do so. Can FC United fashion an equaliser in the dying embers of this first half? Allinson, long loping free kick there. Won though by number 5 there, Joe Tate. And clearance. And that was all when Joel Senior there nodding across his back line, mopped up by Fagbola. Now Tom Brown has it, spreads it out to the right hand side. Joel Senior has looked lively but fouled there. No, he wasn't. And it's a throw into Spennymoor around about the halfway line. Chantler preparing to take this one for the visitors. And looking to throw, well, throws it in there. Taylor's come a long way back to pick this one up. Plays a left-footed long ball, but it's easily cut out. Now Senior for FC United. Long ball. Gilchrist will pursue. And it's mopped up by the skipper, Chris Mason. But it's a throw into FC United. 25 yards out, right-hand side. Played back there. Senior square ball. Now it's Nathan Lowe. Played forward there. Nice ball from McCarthy on the turn. Was Gilchrist. Couldn't quite get out from his under to his feet and is robbed. Rawshaw now for Spennymoor. Glenn Taylor. And well, that was a crunching tackle there. And well, it was it 2 feet off the ground there from Zach Corbett, the referee? I think he's going to have a word with him and produce a card.
Yeah, I think it'll be a yellow card. This, he's come through. It was late in through the bar. I don't think his intention was definitely to go and get the ball, but the ball had gone already.
And Tate, the number five, not even the skipper of this, is having a word with the FC bench. Very vocal, this team, and not reluctant to have a conversation with the opposition bench and whatever. Maybe just trying to apply pressure one way or the other. Yellow card for Corbett. Two yellow cards for FC United. One for Johnson for Spennymoor. Now then, as Callum Griffiths prepares to take this one for Spennymoor. Referee whistling his mouth, preparing to continue play, and here it goes. Crossed, invitingly far post. Nodded across there, just couldn't get it. Well, it was, I think it was Zach Corbett got ahead on it. There'll be 2 minutes of added time, which we're now into. And Ryan Hall is the man jogging over to take this corner on the left-hand side for Spennymoor. Can they increase their lead in the final moments of this first period? And it comes, it's not a bad cross that, but Allinson will collect. Needed players moving out more quickly there, you felt. Allinson makes a clearance. Gilchrist rather isolated, out jump, but the second ball is won by Baker. Baker for FC United. Now it's Nathan Lowe. He's got two men in the middle there. It's too close to the keeper.
It's a nice idea.
It was a nice idea. Maybe there were other options along the ground. FC got men forward quite quickly there. To Lowson's clearance. And a bit of wrestling going on there, Zach Corbett, but he gets away with it. Tom Brown, long ball, that's for Logan. Now, can Logan get to this?
It's a lovely ball.
Yes, he can. Logan now almost trips over the ball, bring it towards the 18-yard box. Beautiful work from Logan, left-footed. And it's cleared, comes back to Wisdom. Wisdom, can he control this? No, it's hoofed away by Spennymoor. And it could go all the way out, but in fact, Zach Corbett will shield it there very well. And it will be a goal kick there. FC United got time to mount one less attack there, and it was Taylor there using his now just hang on to the ball for a minute there, trying to waste time, but Fagbola brings it forward. One last throw of the dice in this first half for FC United to try and find an equaliser. Slides it through Logan, who's looked sharp on that right hand side, spreads it out. Now gets it back from Senior. Now it's back to Fagbola. Haven't got too much time here, FC United. Now it's a Tom Brown. Tom Brown, and the referee looks at his watch. No, well, they just dawdled a bit there, FC United. They didn't have that time, but the end of a very, very entertaining first half. FC United going behind. And your final thoughts quickly,
very entertaining half. FC coming out looking very bright, looking sharp. Great movement. The supporting play. Spennymoor, once they got ahead, they seemed to gain steam, gain confidence. They kept coming forward. FC have to really sharpen up at the back. I'd say other than that, creating a few more earlier chances maybe. But just to sharpen up at the back. So Spennymoor are looking strong every time they go forward.
FC UM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
This summer, FC United will once again be operating the Pay What You Can Afford season ticket scheme, as well as the new three-year season ticket. To purchase your season ticket, please visit www.fcumshop.co.uk or over the phone during office hours on 0161 769 2005 or in person at the club office during working hours. This season promises to be a cracker, so please don't delay. Purchase your FC United season ticket today.
The thing about adverts, I know the season's started now, but there's trumpets, there's an organ. My wife's narrating it.
Oh, it is crackers.
There's so much to behold with that. Anyway,
hello.
It's our time here. ConstructiveCoding.com, Armchair Army, bringing you FC Live's commentary this evening between FC United and Manchester Spennymoor 2-1, joined by Stattle Paul and Stephen Wood. And hold on to your hats, everybody. I enjoyed that.
Have you ever read Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
I enjoyed that.
No, I'm making a point here. Stick with this one, because you've seen it tonight.
I thought you meant us.
No. Well, that's just Mr. Hyde, or whichever the ugly one was. Anyway, because
Mr. Hyde was the clever one, wasn't he?
Oh, well, whatever. That's tonight's performance. Because going that way, it looks all right. Going that way, it's a bit of a shambles.
Well, actually, it's understandable shambles.
I was just saying it's a shambles.
We've been saying this since Saturday.
You've been on there since Saturday.
Well, pretty much. Watch Spennymoor for their counter-attacks and how effective they are in the final third.
Yeah.
And Paul, they are, aren't
well,
they?
Well, I've summed it up in seven words, I think.
Oh, my Lord. He's done a haiku. sort of. he's gone now.
Poor defending undermined some spirited attacking play.
You see, I don't think the defending's been that bad.
It has been when we've given the ball away. Which is a weekly failing.
You're playing against a forward line who did a lot of damage to Stockport County the weekend.
Yeah.
They are no mugs.
No, absolutely not.
I think you'll find that they're going to be one of the at least top six, top seven forward lines that we have to deal with this
season. Absolutely.
They are very, very effective.
I think when you said you enjoyed it was a good... I mean... It was weird. We started off like... I mean, somebody said to me, who sat a couple of seats down, what colour are we wearing? Because I think they thought we were wearing blue. And we started so well. It looked like we were in the descendancy.
The first 2 minutes was all the same.
Well, yeah. For 2 minutes.
Well, actually,
and then once they scored, it just dipped again. And then it picked up again. And it's frustrating because we've had chances, half chances. They've had the better chances, the clearer chances, shall we say.
We've had
some half chances.
Let's
talk about the chances.
Within the first 25 minutes, we'd had twice as many chances on goal than we had in the full 90 on Saturday.
Which is not difficult.
Within 35 minutes, three times as many.
Absolutely.
And for those people who said, oh, you're really negative on Saturday, that's what we're talking about.
How's it going?
That there was a game of football that... I'd be willing to watch every single week.
25 goal attempts in that first half.
Yeah, absolutely. And
the thing is, 80% possession for FC, and most of the passing had a purpose to it. And that's what that's Fleetwood Town. That was the Fleetwood Town friendly. That's what we wanted to see in the opening game of the season at Brackley. It doesn't matter how many young players are starting, how many debutants. That's why you have a pre-season.
Debutants. Right? Debutants mean they're not first choice.
Exactly.
Okay, right? Well, very good. I guess you were right then.
That's what we're talking about. It doesn't matter. Everyone has a pre-season. Everyone has the first game of the season. This performance tonight, first half, is what FC should be providing. Sure, 2-1 down, but I'm entertained.
I think we demanded a higher tempo this season, and we've certainly got that delivered tonight. The other side of the coin, though, is that a lot of opposition this season, I expect, to play a similar high tempo against us.
Yeah.
And we have to counter that. We have to deal with it. And at the moment, the Brackley game suggested that if people play down the wings, they can get through us and cut crosses in.
And tonight,
tonight, very much the same again. And we have to work on this and stop it at source. Because if we allow people to create chances, we're going to be always coming back from a deficit.
From a deficit, yeah.
Let's go back to Bolton.
Back to the game at Fleetwood. Let's go to the game on Saturday. The goals and the trouble we get in are all coming from the byline, pretty much.
They come from our byline, and very often come from our own mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, think you know, I've made this point a few times, I think, in these little charts. Think back to the days when I used to do the interviews with Margie, and I used to flag in, yet again, we've conceded a goal. We don't concede good goals. I mean, second goal was a good goal, but again, it was a little slip from wisdom.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, it was a little slip. Yeah. I mean, it was a good finish, good goal, but it should have been cut out before that.
Yeah.
It's very, very rare. It's not very, very rare, but it's quite rare that we concede good goals. There's always, you can pinpoint somebody's slipped out of position, they've let, give the ball away. It's it's so frustrating. Yeah.
And you know, someone on the message board has said shambolic for much of that first half. You could say that about the defending, but to be honest with you, we're playing team who I'd imagine are going to be in the top ten this season, and we're meant to be.
Well, I was going
to
say that's what we should be aiming for. Though,
I know,
so.
but then again. Realistically, we're going to be just shy of that, and I'd rather we played the way we're playing here, which admittedly is a bit rough around the edges, to be fair, but at least it's unpredictable, and I know something's going to happen.
If we lose 5-4, it's better than losing 1-0, isn't it?
Exactly. But
it's the same, to be fair.
Well, no,
but
because at least we're giving the fans something to cheer about.
I sat down...
That just butter no parsnips, though.
It doesn't put points on the table.
No, but you're right.
I sat down on Saturday for the whole... 2 hours, 3 hours we were there.
That's why you were negative. You should have been stood up.
And I was bored. And a lot of people, some people picked up on the goal. It's true. The commentary team were bored, to be honest.
Well, it was unexpected, to be honest.
There's no chance of that tonight.
No. It's been a good game. You know what? This second half can go anyway. I think
they're going to score in the first 5 minutes.
That's nailed on. But. If that doesn't happen, we could very easily get 3 points out of this. It's that type of game that, you know.
So the team talk is from 3-1. This is what we do.
I said in commentary there was a shot that was it Foley? A shot that Foley did where he came in on the inside and had a shot and he went harmless wide. And I said that's a carbon copy of the goal he scored on Saturday against Stockport County.
Yeah.
And then James Quinn, smart ass, said, "Well, he didn't score though, did he? So it's not a complete carbon copy." But that points to
he didn't score though.
That
did he?
Points to what they
I can't do that.
That points to how Spennymoor play. And if you know Spennymoor are going to do that, it should be easy to pick up upon it.
Yeah.
And sort it out.
But one thing I've noted is two matches, two goals for Gilchrist, two assists from McCarthy.
Well, there you go. Well, imagine what they could do if they were a lot closer together.
Well, there you are.
Anyway, just some hard time scores to give you. Obviously, last night Southport played Bradford Park Avenue, and Southport won the league leaders
top
at the
of the
moment.
Table.
Any talk of them going right through and doing a Hyde United is not going to happen, I don't think. Blythe Spartans 0, York City 2, Boston a 2-1 up against Alfreton to turn up for the books. Chorley 0, Salford 1. Leamington 1, Tamworth 1. Tamworth were 1-0 up in that game. North Ferriby 0, Harrogate 0. Nuneaton 0, Kidderminster 0. Stockport 1, Curzon Ashton 0. And Telford 0, Brackley 2. They're all taking chunks out of each other at the moment, aren't they?
You do get the feeling that the division is significantly stronger than last season in some areas.
Yes. Mainly at the top.
But yes.
Anyway.
maybe even at the bottom.
just your closing thoughts. I'm enjoying this. I've got nothing to add really.
It's just, if we can tighten up at the back.
Tom Brown, by the way, he's having a blinder. Yeah, he is. I've never seen him with so much confidence.
He's not
on a pitch.
Burned with the armband.
It's true.
I just wish that...
I'm meant to be the negative one. You've seen that guy's face then. Go on. Oh, and Lowe's having a good game too.
For you to say that, I know. He must be on Messi-esque territory. You know what?
It's the Red Bull.
You know what?
I don't drink Red Bull.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the holiday makers to come back because I think we'll be so much tighter at the back with Hughes and Brady out there. Whether we play, I think we might play. I've said it all along. I think we might go three centre halves and two wing backs. Personally,
Well, that would sort out tonight's problems.
Well, it would.
And at some point, we might throw Linfield down in the second half.
Well, he...
My
worry there would be he spent most of the last fortnight in Jamaica drinking cocktails.
Just
but, that might be decent
preparation, to be fair. Just do us a favour. Mention these players, please. Tom Greaves. Just say Tom Greaves.
Tom Greaves.
Kieran Glynn.
Kieran Glynn.
Sam Bird. St. Just.
Jason St. Just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, there we go. For those on the forum, we've mentioned everybody now, so there we go.
Oh, for God's sake.
Thank you, Mr. Stephen Wood, for joining us at half time.
Hey, it's always a show, never a pleasure.
Thank you very much. he pulled his ear off. Well, there you go. It's almost like the headsets hate you. Well, there you go. Paul,
public demand.
So, just to close your thoughts now before we end back over.
There is a small worry that. We could go bottom of the table tonight with no points.
Why? But I've kept it upbeat as much as I can.
But
yes,
we've still got 45 minutes, and I think an equaliser will really rouse this crowd and push us on.
I heard United sung in that first half, and to be honest, we've seen games during last season where that wasn't the case. They literally snoozed their way through it.
Yeah. I think that there's a genuine feeling tonight. If we give them something to shout about, if we get to 2-2, I think the crowd really can be that 12th man. But obviously we have to get that goal. We have to score the next goal. Otherwise this game's going to slip away from us.
Well, there you go. Just to add some things coming up. One more cup of coffee is coming up at after this game, where we will be live on Facebook, which will also be available on YouTube later on as well. It'll be off. It's also available on Facebook. Now, I'm not sure of the sound quality, though, so I've not publicised it. But if the sound's bad on Facebook, I'll sort it out for the YouTube upload. Friday night shindig will be back this coming Friday, but it's not going to be live. It'll be pre-recorded, but Swampy will be joining us live from a bar somewhere. So that's... very, very excited.
Not
and depending on the result of this, we'll see if Margie wants to come on.
Not in the Brackley area this time.
No, absolutely. And obviously FC Live will be back on Saturday from 2:30 for FC United against Kidderminster.
Moneybags Kidderminster.
That's true. And anything else to add? A big thank you to the Spennymoor Town fans who've been in touch to say, hey, you're very balanced. Thank you.
Yes, we like to think so. I mean, we're not completely red-eyed, are we? I mean, we do recognise...
No, we're honest.
If the opposition play well, we do give them a bit of credit.
If we're being honest...
And Spennymoor have come and given it a go,
if we're being honest, then we're doing our job.
Yeah.
You know, we can raise a resolution at any point to say we want Paddy Craven commentating, and we could do that, but, you know...
That's not been our remit.
No, let's try and be fair. But thank you, Stato Paul, for joining us at half-time, and Stephen Wood, of course. It was good stuff, that. But the teams are now coming back out for the second half. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. Station at fcumradio.co.uk. Twitter at fcumradio. Should also mention our special sponsors this evening, Swan Travel and the Solis One Forum. Beautiful, beautiful people. A big thank you to them for sponsoring the ball and the match this evening. But it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for the second half, Emily Maguire. But first, James Quinn.
Thanks very much, Ben. So, an intriguing second half in prospect. Spending one with a 2-1 lead. And how soon would you make changes, Emily?
I'd give it another... 5-10 minutes, see how they settle in that first 5 minutes of this second half. FC, you know, coming back into it towards the end of the first half, they were looking good throughout. The few things that they need to tighten up on, but you would think that they've had the opportunity during half time to put them right. Give it the first five, see how they settle back into the game, and then start thinking from then, maybe 10 minutes in. If we haven't pulled another goal back, or if it's not looking likely, then you start thinking about who you're going to bring in. Maybe change the system, shuffle a few players around, try something different. The one thing that FC, I think, have to be really wary of is these balls that Spennymoor can play in behind the back four. FC, they like to push the two fullbacks on. You know, we saw Wisdom and Joel Senior pushing on at the same time, and that meant that there was a lot of gaps in FC's back, you know, the back line, and that's what they need to cut out. Don't let the ball come in to the box early. Really get on top.
Off we go, second half. Tom Brown on the ball, threads it through nicely. Good tackle, though, on McCarthy. And Spennymoor have it back. scorer of the first goal, Callum Griffiths, with a long ball there, cut up by Fag Bowler. Second ball won by Spennymoore. And Wisdom now with a clearance for FC. Played forward there. And, well won in the centre field there by Gilchrist. But and now FC have it back. And Chandler under pressure from Gilchrist there. And I think Chandler's slightly caught there. And that will be a free kick. And there's former teammates there shaking hands. Chandler there with a tender left foot as a result of that. Will be a free kick to Spennymoore. FC United's 11, Allinson Senior, Wisdom, Brown, Fag Bowler, the skipper tonight, Corbett, McCarthy, Lowe, Gilchrist, Richie Baker, Joel Logan. Deep into FC territory, nicely taken on the turn by Taylor, left-footed shot. Just a little bit of a deflection, but not too much. And Allinson saves comfortably.
Took the pace out of it, the deflection. He took it so well and turned really sweetly, but the deflection took the pace out, made it easy for Allinson.
Nathan Lowe, square ball to Tom Brown. On the turn, it's McCarthy. Brown tries to slide it through, gets the ball back. He's got Wisdom on the left-hand side, but plays it tight to McCarthy. This is good from FC United, Logan there, but hits the first man, and it'll be a throw-in to FC United. The Spennymoore lineup: Lowson, Griffiths, Mason, the skipper, Dixon, Tate, Chandler, Hall, Ramshaw, Taylor, Johnson and Foley. Joel Logan sells Nathan Lowe a bit short. Lowe manages to win possession. Brown there, that was intended for Logan, but they're tight on their men as Spennymoore, and it's not always easy to string those passes together. And now with an acre of space in front of him, it's Callum Griffiths for Spennymoore. Spins it out to the left-hand side. Foley, decent-looking ball in there. Ryan Hall tries to keep it in, and it will be a goal kick.
Really nicely done that by Spennymoore. That's what they do so well. You know, they can switch the play from left to right so quickly and open up the space. Every time they go forward, they've got four players right on the FC's back four, really putting the pressure on.
Fag Bowler, low. Oh, well, that was a horrid 1-2 from Senio. And finds a Spennymoore man, and that's through to Taylor, who's in the clear into the box. He's just to the side, the left-hand side. And that was too strong, that cross from Taylor. And a wasted opportunity by Spennymoore. And that will be a throw into FC United, about 8-9 metres inside their own half. And Wisdom is the man who will take this one. Rolls it back there to Zach Corbett, wearing 6 for FC United. And slides it through to Richie Baker. Now Corbett chips it forward there, but it's too far. And the lesson of tonight, if there seems to have been one, is keep it to feet, string the passes together. That's paid it some dividends for FC United.
He didn't have many options there, Zach Corbett, and as he was looking up, there was a lot of static players in front of him, and he was trying to create something, maybe get somebody moving and running in behind. But they need a little bit more. I want to see, you know, how Nathan Lowe started that first half and how he was, you know, always offering. He needs to be back on with that, coming in.
Fag Bowler heads it forward. It's met by Chris Mason. Nicely done by Logan, but he can't really direct that header. And that spins out for a throw-in. Clearance by Spennymoore. And two balls on the field for a moment. And that's dealt with. FC trying to bring it forward. Tom Brown under pressure. Richie Baker flicks it out neatly for Zach Corbett. FC United losing possession there. But the ball, a bit slow there, Joel Senior. And a shot by Taylor just goes wide.
Has your head changed shape?
Not as far as I know. It's a little bit of sorry for the supplementary sound effects there as we tried to get the microphone in its optimum position. It's goal kick to FC United. It's FC United 1, Spennymoore Town 2. National League North action brought for you this evening. I don't even know what time of day it is. And Nathan Lowe spins it back to Zach Corbett. Zach Corbett plays it all the way back to Allinson.
Ellinson slides it out to Fagbola, tonight's skipper for FC United. Played forward Richie Baker and Nathan Lowe, then out to Joel Senior. Now it's Fagbola. Richie Baker. And FC being patient here. Fagbola brings it over halfway. And now a good turn from McCarthy. Does ever so well. He's got... And it's a good shot and a good save. Comes back, rebound. It's 2-2. And pulling the ball in the back of the net was Daniel Wisdom with his right foot. Well,
but all the work there done by McCarthy. Absolutely brilliant. You know, he's turned his man, the space has come in front of him. He was waiting and waiting for Joel Logan to make a run into the box, but it wasn't coming. And what a shot. It's a great save, because it was a fantastic shot coming in, but it wasn't parried away far enough, and Wisdom picking his spot, top corner, fantastic from FC.
Well, was indeed, and you know, as McCarthy had that ball, he had Joel Logan with a load of space out to his right. I thought that was the obvious ball McCarthy chose to shoot.
That's it, he was waiting for the movement, he wanted Logan to run into the box, he was wanting him to come in and really attack, but the movement didn't come, he stayed out wide, which meant that then the defence was left. You know, do we go and close the player down? Do we pick up the other man? You know, do we go and over to Logan? But a fantastic shot from McCarthy.
Well, we have a game of football now. FC United having drawn level, two down they were. Now it's 2-2. Now it's Richie Baker. Interesting looking long ball for McCarthy. It's cut out, though, by the retreating Griffiths. Nodded forward there by Johnson, the scorer of the second Spennymoor goal. But it goes out for a goal kick.
Yeah, well observed that by the FC defence. This is good from FC, getting it back in it this early in the game. You know, they've started to put the things right that were missing after that first half. They're looking strong, they're looking fast. Back in the game now at 2-2, it's as if they're starting over again.
Clearance by Ellinson, met by Mason. Wisdom, the scorer of that second goal. And now look at the speed there of McCarthy pressurising Griffiths. Good work from... And now it's Mason, and it really does a different feel to this game, though. And it's a throw-in now to FC United, just inside Spennymoor territory, left-hand side. Throws it in quickly. Richie Baker back to Wisdom. Baker slides it forward. Poor ball, though, from Baker. Easily cut out. Cleared by Spennymoor all the way through to Lloyd Allenson.
They're not giving them any opportunity to come forward with the ball. It's just, you know, at the moment Spennymoor are just trying to clear the lines. They're not getting men up like they were before. So this is what FC need to do, keep them pinned back.
Tom Brown's clearance. And that's cut out by skipper Chris Mason. Now Tom Brown slides it to the right hand side. Good dummy from... Lowe there. Oh, and the ball now falls for Nathan Lowe. He'll spread this out to the left-hand side. Wisdom buoyed by that goal. Wisdom wins a throw-in. FC United with a throw-in about 7 or 8 yards from the corner flag as they attack left-hand side. And Wisdom. Prepares to bring this forward. Baker back to Wisdom. Hugging the touchline, cross there, but it goes out and wins a corner, though. And FC United have got the bit between their teeth, and this is the time for the home side, you feel, to really cement the advantage they have territorial. At 2-2 the scoreline. FC have come back from a two-goal deficit. Can they take the lead from this corner? Nathan Lowe, left-hand side, right-footed in-swinger, far post. Lovely. Not in a cross, but it goes well. Gilchrist, I think, hope that someone will get in the end of it, possibly put a bit too much on it. Goal kick, Spennymoor.
Yeah, it was a lovely corner, that. You know, as the ball's come in, it's come so deep. It's in one of those areas, and it's got a good height on it, where the goalkeeper's not sure whether to come or not. And Gilchrist, like you say, he's tried to float it back across, but he's just got a bit too much on it. Promising.
Nodded there by Fagbola. Baker picks it up. Now it's Joel Logan. Joel Logan there. Pressure from Johnson. Now Richie Baker, 25 yards out. Keeps it well low on the turn. Good tackle on him. But Lowe has it back. Now it's Brown. Brown chips it forward, but no direction on that. And it's cleared comfortably by Mason. But Vagbola will head it back towards the Spennymoor goal. And now Chantler will try and clear his lines. Brown, though, picks it up. Now it's Lowe. Now Joel Senior. Oh, good dummy there from McCarthy. Great 1-2. McCarthy goes down. But no foul.
And the ball was won.
Yeah, just couldn't get the ball under his feet there. It was a lovely 1-2. Some nice football from FC United as this game has progressed. That's played forward by Spennymoor. Now out on the left-hand side, Glenn Taylor. It's by the touchline here. Tries to bring it in. Slides it nicely. But, and that was, now it's, he has it back. Into the box. Left-footed shot. Great save by Allinson. And Baker clears. Great one-handed save by Lloyd Allinson. It's all action down here. It really couldn't ask for a more intriguing game of football.
Yeah, it's exactly what you want to see, you know, from both teams. You know, the pace of the game has really been up this second half. Fantastic save from Allinson. Really strong arm there. And the ball will roll through to him now.
As Allinson, well, did well there. It was left to him, but it was 50-50 there. As Ryan Hall... tried to snuff the ball out there. Richie Baker now, deep inside FC territory. And now it's Gilchrist comes back to receive this one. Nathan Lowe, halfway line. Threads it through, blood on that, but Joel Logan controls it well there. Oh, he's got flashed feet, this boy, but cleared, but only as far as Wisdom. FC now in the ascendancy. Wisdom brings it forward. Cross ball in. Gilchrist takes another turn, just can't get... There it's... Oh, and it was blocked there as a Senior tried to get a shot in. Now, Ryan Hall. Good work from him, and he makes sure he's clipped there by Tom Brown, and I think that was good work, I think, from Hall. Knew what he was doing, and just takes the heat out of the game for a moment.
Yeah, fantastic bit of play that from it. You know, a lovely touch from Gilchrist, but excellently defended as well. You know, it's become end-to-end stuff here at Broadhurst Park.
And if you're looking at it from a Spennymoor point of view, you just would look back when they were 2-0 up and all over FC and missed two golden chances. Couldn't take them. Tom Brown has been booked, three names in the book now for FC United. It's a little harsh that, but it's Chris Chantler now. Former FC player with a free kick there. 10 yards inside FC territory. Spun there, it's headed down, but picked up by Brown. He put a lot on that. Brown there getting himself into trouble there. Ryan Hall on the edge of the box. Ryan Hall slides it across to Glenn Taylor. On the turn is Glenn Taylor and played back there. Oh, good work from Joel Logan. He read that so well and plays it forward. McCarthy. McCarthy now on the turn. He can get this up as a good tackle. And now Joel Logan. Joel Logan halfway line. Played forward from McCarthy. McCarthy. Now, good game tonight, but he's taken off his bootlaces. Still has it. He's got... Well, that was a poor shot there because he had Joel Senior on his own. The right-hand side and wrong option from McCarthy. And now, Tom Brown on the turn for FC United. Out to Senior. Senior back inside to Brown. Halfway line, Tom Brown. Number four for FC, plays it down to Zach Corbett. Left-hand side, it's Wisdom now as he approaches halfway. Back inside again, patient football from FC United. Tom Brown. Tom Brown back to Zach Corbett. Zach Corbett there to Baker, comes to retrieve this one. Now it's Gilchrist. Gilchrist back to goal. Halfway line, it's Nathan Lowe. FC both being patient now, about 15 passes now strung together across there. Gilchrist plays it back to Nathan Lowe. Now it's Baker, slides it nicely. Tom Brown there, poor from Tom Brown. Move easily broken up. And that's played forward now, and Allinson under a bit of pressure. Half volleys it out for a throw into Spennymoor midway inside the territory. It was such a shame that, Emily. Real patient passing, and just
really
Tom Brown
was.
Just played it to the Spennymoor man.
Yeah, and there was a man over, you know, if it had been fed through, they were in behind and another opportunity created. He's just not got enough on it, and he's sent it straight into the defender.
Right, oh, look at this beautiful run there on the turn, Dixon, and he slips. Having made a beautiful run, it'll be a corner ball in the end. FC slightly sleepy there.
Yeah, well, they should have really had that under their own control. As soon as, you know, he slipped just as he was about to release the trigger and have a shot in there, but then it seemed to stand still for a little bit.
Bit of an inquest in the FC defence, but they've got a corner to defend now. Right hand side. And Spennymoor having been under pressure now. And now it's Taylor hits it down and scores! Sucker punch! FC United having got it back to 2-2. Careless there. Dixon was all on his own. And then when he lost control of the ball, nobody dealt with it for FC United. Ended up as a corner, and it's 3-2. Spennymoor.
Yeah, they should have dealt with the first one before it went out for a corner. But, I mean, the corner's come through, and it's just so simple for him. Nobody seemed to take responsibility in there for FC. That's disappointing to see. You know, they're all asking questions of each other now after all the hard work that they've done to come back in it from 2-0 down, and they've got that work to do again.
There'll be a substitution on the bench, spending more bench, we think. There's a board being ready, but meanwhile, FC United, can they strike? Now McCarthy on the turn. Good ball to Lowe, can't quite control it, but has it? No, shoots! Lowe, and a good save!
That's a great shot and a fantastic save. You know, low on a pitch like this, with the heavy rain that we've been having, it's a fast ground, and that's spinning as it's going. Goalkeeper's done well to knock that back round his post.
63 minutes gone. Lowe's corner from the right hand side. Netted down and headed off the line. It's another corner.
And I think
it's Zach Corbett was with the header for FC. Not quite sure who did the needful for Spennymoor, but. Goodness me, it's all action here this evening. Bit of rather tepid fare at down in Northamptonshire on Saturday. No such thing here. Another corner. Left-hand side this time. Right-footed in-swing. A decent delivery. And it's another corner there as Griffiths, Calcum Griffiths, plays it out. Whistle from the referees. He wants maybe to have a few words with some of the players there jostling away there in this... 18-yard box, FC 2, Spennymoor 3, corner for FC United, desperately hunting an equaliser, and it comes, Norris, and now Joel Logan plays it back to Nathan Lowe, have a second bite of the cherry, and somebody...
Just give it as offside, as he's come off from the corner, Nathan Lowe, he's not got back onside when he's received the ball, unfortunately, it was the right ball to be played.
Poor concentration there.
Yeah, as soon as he's taken that corner, he should be running to get in an onside position, really, just in case that happens.
Well, substitution now for Spennymoor. So Foley makes way. And number 14, Jordan Proctor, enters the fray. And it's 60 in the 66th minute here. And FC United 2, Spennymoor Town 3. FC United got back on level terms. We're putting Spennymoor under pressure. Then carelessly gave away a corner. Spennymoor with a third goal. Now FC United. That ball's cleared down the right-hand side. Spennymoor back with it. And they win a corner. Oh, I beg your pardon, they win a throw-in close to the halfway line. FC United need to regain the momentum they found after equalising. They need to get another equaliser as soon as they can. FC United 75%, but oh, Paul from Baker gives it away, but they win it back, and Fagbola clears for a throw-in to Spennymoor. So just saying there's 75% possession for FC United, but only 40% of the goals. Arithmetic. I'm just helping my colleague out. She's got to teach maths this year in a job, so just giving a few pointers. As on the turn, oh, good tackle from Fagbola. Oh, and he dwells on it, but manages to clear it. And well cut out there. But it's a throw into FC United, midway inside Spennymoor territory. McCarthy's throw. Now Lowe slides it through. Oh, but tempted 1-2 with Baker, but easily cut out. Ball comes back to Zach Corbett. Heavy touch though. He's battling away and does that, gives his strength. very well. Then gets slightly caught in a couple of mines. Now plays it back now. It's Joel Senior. Longish ball, decent ball there. Low controls it well. Lifted it up and just over the bar. That was worth a try on the turn. Half volley. Went about a 6 inches over the bar there. Would have been.
Yeah, it would have been. I tell you what, that would have been some goal. You know, he's hit it as he's turned. It's set up so nicely for him.
And good vision from Senior there to pick him out. And he just took it, chested it down, took it on the turn and just, well, keeper was nowhere. But
the keeper's in the position you'd expect him to be in when the ball's this far out. And I think Nathan Lowe knows that. And so as he's turned, he knows exactly where the goal is and he's not too far away.
I think Ryan Hall is the man getting treatment at the moment. And water bottles all round for Spennymoor. Yes, 67 and a half minutes played here. And Spennymoor with a slender advantage here. Still down is number 7, Ryan Hall. So the physio looks like he's treating his knee there. And, what do you... what's your prognosis for FC United? They haven't made any changes yet. Worth considering. The side is playing some nice football. Lots of good interplay. Patient passing, but fresh legs, surely, a call for soon.
Yeah, especially, you know, like I say, we've had a lot of rain, so I imagine that the pitch can become a bit heavy. It's fast-paced, so, you know, it's early in the season as well. You'd expect them to be thinking about changes. They've sent them all for a warm-up, so you've got, you know, you've got options of Glynn and Linfield if you want to match the pace. You know, we know what those players can do. They can come on and get in behind the defence, keep the width.
Well, Kieran Glynn's warming up. Jason St. Juiced is warming up.
Linfield's just gone to sit down, and Greaves has been up there as well. So they've got plenty of options on the bench, which is, you know, it's great to see what they're able to do. For me, players, a game like this, because of how fast it is, you want your Kieran Glynn or your Gilchrist, your Linfield to come on. Looks like he's going back out again, Linfield here, for just to make sure they're both warm and their options are open. But
a bit of a wind up there for that long long stoppage there, a wave, sarcastic wave from Griffiths for, I don't know what that was about. But anyway, play will now resume. FC United once again looking for an equaliser. Goal kick taken. Fagbola up there. Can't quite control the header. Gets a second bite. Nods it to the left there. Baker does well. Wisdom plays it forward. Baker. Nice ball there. And Lowe will try again. He's getting a bit prone to taking long shots when there are other options. But Zach Corbett, nicely done. Out to the left-hand side. Wisdom takes a 1-2 there. Now it's Baker. Baker, square ball. Lathan Lowe spreads out the play to Joel Logan. Oh, and Joel Logan sells. Well, that'll be a corner ball, fortuitously, perhaps.
Yeah, they're fortunate there.
Mr. Senior was sold short. We've got a foot to the ball, but won a corner. And now it's number 8. And it's number 8. Nathan Lowe will take this. And it comes. It's nicely floated in, but caught by the keeper. And with that, I'll let Swampy take back the helm.
Yeah, it was floated in, but it was far too close to the goalkeeper, that one. He's been putting some fantastic corners in for FC, but that one was quite an easy one.
Well, Fagbola has to win the header just over the halfway line. Look at an offside decision against McCarthy, and the referee hasn't seen it, and play continues, but the flag is up, and the referee letting play continue now. No, he's the flag's down, because in the ascendancy goes Spennymoor down the right-hand side. The rain coming down, the ball whipped in and a corner ball, but certainly, all the excitement's been here. I think everything left for the first home game of the season, because it's been a pulsating second half of football. And I've got to say, Emily, it seems once FC scored that one goal to make it 2-1, Spennymoor for a long period of time seemed to not quite know how to deal with FC United, and got back on level terms and
deservedly so. They played with a lot of pace going forward, and like you say, they didn't settle into the game. Spennymoor the second half, until we almost gifted them that corner. It was very, it floated in, and it seemed so simple for them to put away. There wasn't really anybody close enough to him and challenging for the ball to give them that third goal, and they've built upon that, and now it's this open game that we've seen again.
Exactly, a substitution for the visitors. It's Jamie Chandler coming on, so we've got a Chandler and a Chandler, and coming off is Ryan Hall. FC United about to make a double substitution as well. Kieran Glynn and Craig Linfield coming on. We'd be interested to see whether or not FC United will just let this corner be taken first. It's a corner to Spennymoor on the far right hand side. 3-2 down, FC find themselves. Ball comes across, is headed away, picked up by Brown. He clears his lines, he gets good purchase on it, but doesn't quite make the halfway line. Picked up by the substitute now, Chandler. FC United trying to clear the lines between the three of them. They make a mess of it. The ball out wide right. There's an opportunity inside the penalty area. The number five strikes the ball, and
I don't think he should have been up there, should he?
I think Joseph Tate. It was more like Chris Tate from Emmerdale there, and it goes out for a corner, a goal kick, as FC United made this double substitution. Logan, Joe Logan, coming off.
He's been excellent tonight, hasn't he?
He's done well, Logan. Yeah.
He has. He's shown some. Good trickery, good pace. He's picked up some good positions.
Craig Logan coming off and Craig Linfield coming on. And FC United and Manchester's number 10, Richie Baker, coming off for the silky skills of Kieran Glynn.
Just some latest scores. Stockport are now 3-0 up against Curzon Ashton. Brackley are beating Telford by 3-1. Chorley 0, Salford 1 is still the latest score.
And that's a goal kick to FC United. 3-2 down, and they've got what... 18 minutes to get something out of this game, is that right, Ben? Can't see the clock from here. Oh yes, it's actually 17 minutes. Do apologise. As FC United again through the middle of the go. Ball played by Linfield to the halfway line for Brown. Brown has a man on this right hand side, but he plays it into McCarthy, who's held the ball well this evening. Turns well, plays it inside. It's well defended, but he falls for low on the edge of the area. Thinks about the shot, plays a lovely ball into Linfield. First time shot comes from Linfield. Corner ball.
Just giving it goal kick there.
Well, clearly a corner, and you can't necessarily blame the referee, but the assistant referee surely must have seen that.
The assistant here, he wasn't sure. He kept his flag down until
the referee made the decision on his behalf.
Made the decision, but it was a fantastic ball. Nathan Lowe making the right option. Linfield with his first touch wasn't the best, but. Managed to poke it goalward.
Well, the goal kicker is taken in front of 1,602 supporters. Seeing five goals as FC United go from one end to the other. And Chris Chandler tries to defend the ball. The ex-FC United player plays it up to one player, but it's picked up by Lowe. Lowe rides a challenge, and then two players collide with each other. Referee lets play continue. The ball into the penalty area. Who's going to fall for it? Falls for Gilchrist, but his control lets him down a little bit. Brown plays it then back to Gilchrist, back to. Lowe has two players on the right hand side, one of them being Senior. Senior plays the ball into the penalty area. Picked up, twist and turn for McCarthy, but he undoes himself, and the ball given away, and a corner ball. Well, that's the second decision the referee's got completely wrong there, in all fairness. And there should have been two corners for FC United in the last 30 seconds, but the referee's given it to the visiting team. 15 minutes to go here. FC United trail by 2-3, and it's an opportunity for really FC United to move forward in this second, the last part of this second half, to try and get back on level terms. The header by Glenn Taylor has been magnificent all evening, as Brown loses out. Then a strong challenge by Linfield, but it falls kindly on the right hand side for Chandler. The ball's going to get whipped into the penalty area again, to back post it goes, and number 9's there on the edge of it, and he heads it back towards goal, but there's no one there for Spennymoor, and Tom Brown can bring it away. Simple ball out to the right hand side required, plays it into Senior. Senior cuts inside now, has Kieran Glynn, but he elects to give it to the much improved Zach Corbett in the second half, because he had a torrid time in that first 45 minutes. To Wisden back to Corbett plays it inside to Glynn, two players around it. Oh, Glynn back heels through a player, but two of them ensue upon him, and they clear the lines again, and then FC United need to win it in their own area. and it is picked up by Brown, who's been exceptional this evening, I've got to say. Wisdom shows a bit too much of the ball, but plays it back to Corbett. Corbett now, left-footed, swings it down the left-hand side. Can an FC player get on the end of it? No, they can't, but Spennymoor head the ball inside for FC United. And here comes McCarthy. McCarthy's ball is a woeful one, but it forced to Wisdom. Wisdom, 1-2 with Glynn, but it's well defended by Matty Dixon there. The long ball is only one up for the visitors, but it's that man, the number 9. Glenn does tremendously well, but Fagball equal to it. And here comes Chris Chandler. Plays a lovely ball in, offside decision though, against Glenn Taylor, and it comes to nothing. But FC United still trail by 3-2 in a pulsating game.
Yeah, it certainly has. It's been a great game. Some fantastic football. It's fast. He's been played in a really good manner as well. Some lovely football on show.
It certainly has. As Linfield now halfway line, checks inside, plays it back to Corbett. Corbett in the sort of left back position, plays it out to the wing to Wisdom. Wisdom back to Linfield. As a late challenge on Linfield, the referee lets play continue as FC United deep in their own half and just struggling to get it out of their own area at the moment. It's with Fagbola, and he goes all the way back to his goalkeeper eventually. He takes a touch and hits it straight through the middle. Up goes Gilchrist to win the header. He gets a good flick on there. Can Kieran Glynn get beyond his man? Yes, he can. He's impeded. Referee, no. It's not a free kick, and FC United have to defend again, but it's picked up by Corbett. Corbett plays it up to the chest of Linfield. Plays it now to Kieran Glynn. Glynn, simple ball, rolls it out to Brown. Brown, dead centre, 20 yards over the halfway line to Lowe. Lowe, 1-2 inside again to Linfield. Two players consuming, and they come away with it, the visitors again, on this near touchline, picked up by Glenn Johnson, Glenn Taylor. Throw in to FC United, is it? No, it's a throw in to the visitors. Just over the halfway line. It was a Daz Lyons and Carl Marges and combined control of the ball. As no rush for the ex-FC player, Chris Chandler, just below us. Chandler plays a simple ball down this left-hand side, this near touchline to Taylor. Holds the ball well. FC United can see the throw-in. No, they don't. Poor refereeing again this time. It should have been a throw-in to the visitors, but FC get it this time. It's ball back to Lloyd Allison. Allison, simple ball out left-hand side to Chandler. Chandler plays it to Lowe. It's very, very deep. He has to his right-hand side. He has an FC shirt, but plays him forward to Kieran Glynn. Two players around him. And Glynn trying to win the ball back, but he's muscled out of it. And here come the visitors again. There's a lovely sliding ball down the right-hand side, but back defending is Darlene Wisdom. He plays it back to this goalkeeper, takes a touch, and left-footed just chips it nonchalantly up to Brown. Brown controls it, but he's been hustled and bustled by the number 8, impressive Robert Ramshaw, all night, who wins a ball off him. And they're just taking the sting out of the game a little bit, the visitors, but they're in the final third as well. A 1-2 there, and it's undone FC very, very simply towards the back post. The ball goes. Who's on the end of it? It's good defensive heading from FC's younger 18-year-old out for a corner, Joe Senior, but they just held the ball there, took the time, and then a little 1-2, and they were through.
They're doing that really well, you know, currently not letting FC settle on the ball. There's always somebody getting stuck in, really, you know, very, very strong play from Spennymoor. And like you say, they're able to hold the ball up when they need to, and then really sharp, you know, short, sharp passing.
Well, Morgan, the captain, up for this this quarter ball. It's a near post ball. Who's on the end of it? He's defended well by Lowe. He can't afford to dilly-dally in the penalty area, and he's not. He's gone past one, past two.
Really well.
He's gone past three.
I'll give it.
He plays it out left-hand side, but he's given the ball straight back to a blue shirt. And they can start on the halfway line. They chip the ball forward, looking for an offside. It's a good flick on there by Glenn Taylor, but picked up by FC United's Danny Wisdom. Plays it out left-hand side to Zach Corbett, playing in the left-back position now. Up to Linfield. Linfield's ball was a poor one, and they can clear the lines, the visitors. One again by Taylor, controls it, no one around him. Simple ball back to his right back. Griffiths takes over, chips the ball long. It's a one-on-one there. Good defensive header there by Fagbola. Player down injured, playing for time. The referee's going to have to just see if he's okay.
Is he? It's a head injury.
Fagbola won the ball fairly there, and I think playing for a little bit of time there, the number 8, Robert Ramshaw. But he's been terrific this evening, I should say.
Some latest scores: Blyth Spartans 0, York 2. Boston are now 3-1 up against Alfreton. They've only just got that third goal. Chorley 0, 10 man Salford 1. Leamington 1, Tamworth 2. North Ferriby United 0, Harrogate Town 2, Nuneaton 0-0 with Kidderminster. Stockport are still 3-0 up against Ashton, Curzon Ashton. This is Ashton United then. And Telford 1, Brackley 3.
Well, boom, boom.
Excuse me, 36 minutes on the clock, so just over 10 minutes to go here at Broadhurst Park. Wherever you are around the world, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. As always, SE Live brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the armchair army of others from around the world. Our sponsors for the evening, Swan Coaches, not Vestas, Swan Coaches. The soul is one, fanzine, as the ball goes to the penalty area, an opportunity now. Can they clear the lines? Well, Spennymoor can. And there was no one really attacking the ball from FC. As the ball back on the halfway line, Lowe needs to win it. He controls it really well below us, plays it back to Senior. Senior plays it back to his goalkeeper. Yeah, the soul is one. Forum! Thanks, Ben. Well, you can come in. It's your job to come in and say these things, not mine necessarily. I'm supposed to be commentating on the football, and you talk about sponsors. The ball chipped down the left-hand side. It's flicked in there by a blue shirt, and FC United might try and get on top of this, but unfortunately it's good defending, and the keeper comes out, smothers the ball, and it remains 3-2 to Spennymoor, who certainly had known they've been in a game. They could have been a country mile ahead of FC United early in the game, could have been 3 or 4, maybe even 5 at half time, Emily, but FC United stay resolute. They got that goal back and it gave them a bit of impetus, and we've done well since.
Yeah, certainly have. Yeah, like you say, they had one or two moments when they really should have done better, Spennymoor, and it should have been, you know, they had two clear opportunities, they should have five, but now, FC, they've done really well and they've played some really good stuff, and getting back into the game in the manner that they did.
Well, I've seen played at the back, and a dangerous game here. They've got to clear the lines. They do clear the lines. Glynn, well, he wins the header, but he heads it straight back to his own penalty area, which Fagbola comes across and defends it. And the ball eventually, a little bit of sloppy football from both teams. And Lloyd Allison just taking a little bit longer with these clearances, but the clearance he eventually plays is out to Linfield, who controls it well on the halfway line, plays it back to Zach Corbett. Corbett now switches play from the left-hand side to the right. There's a slip there from FC United's number 7, but he'll skin out for a throw-in right at the corner flag on this near touchline, and FC United with the last throw of the die will be bringing on FC United and Manchester's Tom Greaves. And at this stage of the game, you can sacrifice a defender, in all fairness. Keep all your attackers up and just bring your centre forward.
It's not going to do that, though. It's Gilchrist that's making way.
I don't see the point, really, when you've got 6 minutes. Go on, Ben.
What was that game where I said, I think that's the wrong move, and then he scored straight after?
Yeah, well, say it again.
Well, no, I mean, I believe, bringing Greaves on, that's fine, but at the same token, I would have possibly left the centre forward on as well. 3-2 down FC United with 6 minutes to go. Throwing in shoes for FC United in the corner flag on this near right-hand side. Looking for some red shirts and a bit of movement there. Ball long into the penalty area. It's headed away. Second ball needs to be won by a red shirt. It's good play there by Logan. And then no free kick given. The referee said it was okay. And the assistant referee gave the free kick.
It was so obvious, the position that he was in. He's just dived in there.
Good stuff from Senior, though, wasn't it?
It was. He did well there. He controlled the ball and he made the defender make the challenge rather than do anything other than that, and FC United have a free kick, and it's 5 yards out from the corner, 5 yards in from the touchline, and about 5 yards from the 18-yard area, in a tight position. So he'll be whipped in, right-footed by Lowe. Certainly can't be shooting practice from him from here. Ball chipped in, great ball towards the back post. It goes across everybody, and it goes out for a goal kick.
That was a great ball in from Lowe. You know, the pace that he put on, that's what you want in there. Anybody just needs to time the run and get any sort of a touch and guide it towards the goal. He's hit it really well, Lowe, but not being judged.
Well, sponsor's man of the match was Daniel Wisdom.
Interesting one. We've got to make our decision as of yet. We've got 5 or 4 minutes plus any additional time as the goal kick's taken by Daniel Lawson. Can FC United get back into it? It's defended there by Kieran Glynn. Tom Brown's had a tremendous game. I've been very impressed with him.
I think the pairing of them too, low in there as well, has really pulled some strings and created a lot.
Looking for Chandler. Time wasting.
Well, the referee's been inconsistently consistent this evening, I've got to say. Yeah. Has he? It's easy for you to say, Ben. Well, he's set a precedent now, so the last few minutes there could be yellow cards galore as Kieran Glynn keeps the ball in play, does really well. No, the referee says no. Well, the assistant referee hasn't seen yet the ball out of play. The referee eventually. Well, I think as the referee doesn't have any hair, I think the rain soaked his brain.
He's not wearing a parka. He's not got a long fringe. There's no reason why he's not got peripheral vision to see the flag up.
Well, wait for this front throw in to be taken, and eventually it's going to be taken. Everyone thought it was going to be taken on the halfway line, but it was not on the halfway line. And luckily for FC United, Spennymore lose possession as FC centre throwing very quickly. Up goes well to win it, pushing the back by low, and he gets away with it. He plays it to Linfield. Can Linfield kick the ball in play? In fact, it's not. It's Glynn. Four players around it. He still gets the ball out, and then Glow gives it away, and then a percentage ball to the far right hand side, putting pressure on FC United of Manchester, which Zach Corbett should win comfortably. Plays it to Wisdom. Wisdom to Linfield. Linfield back to goal there, and plays it back 40 yards to his goalkeeper. And it's Fagbola now charging over the halfway line on this right hand side. Movement from Glynn is good. Little flick there, beautiful flick there by McCarthy to Glynn. Can he keep it in play? No, he can't. And it's going to be a corner ball, is it? No, it's going to be a goal kick. And it remains 3-2 here at Broadhurst Park, and we've got a matter of 3 to 4 minutes. A player down with cramp, and I don't know why. No point in booing, because the referee just has the time on, and that's what he needs to do. Just add the time on, and it looks
such an easy way to wind everybody up, though, isn't it?
Well, the bench. He's screaming.
The physio's on, so he has to come off.
Yeah. He does.
Interesting
there, because a little bit of nous there from the defender. The defender say to the physio, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" But he'll be back on now anyway. So, I mean, it's not really going to create any real tension. There's a ball behind FC's defence. Here's an opportunity for the 15. He'll open his body, get the shot away. It's a poor effort. It's gathered well by FC, but he should have buried it, really, and FC United live another day. The ball with a minute and a half to go. It's going to be a throw-in on this near touchline for the boys in red. And Lowe is going to take it, or he's going to give it to Glynn. Well, one of them needs to take it. Kieran Glynn, simple ball back to Senior is required, and that's what he does. Senior plays it inside to FC United of Manchester's Zach Corbett. He's got a lot of room to aim for there, Corbett, so he can go a bit more direct. That's a poor ball by Corbett. He gives it away, and the impressive Ramshaw takes over. They skip the ball over the top, and FC United's keeper comes out, gathers it well, and plays it to Corbett. Corbett plays a nice ball inside to Brown. Brown now across to Lowe. Lowe needs to open his body and look across to the right-hand side, but he's going through the middle. He might get the ball out wide if he plays it to Kieran Glynn. Glynn with three players in front of him. Plays a simple ball, but gives it away. He recoups the ball, wins it back, plays it to Lowe. Lowe now being hustled and bustled. Plays it across to Corbett. Corbett looks up and chips the ball into the penalty area to nobody apart from an ex-FC United player. Sick. Who clears his lines at the ball on the halfway line. And it'll be that number nine, that man Glenn Taylor, who's run that area superbly well, wins the ball, plays it out to Ramshaw. Ramshaw now holds the ball well, plays it though to the right hand side. This could be four if the number nine can get on the end of it, and it's overplayed.
Six
and out for a throw goal kick to FC United and Manchester. Six additional minutes. So, well, for all the kidology and all the time wasting, then we have six more minutes for FC United to try and get back into this game. 3-2 down as Kieran Glynn plays a simple ball out right-hand side to Joel Senior. Senior cuts in, plays it back to Glynn. Glynn, nice ball up to Tom Brown. He loses out this time, Brown, but back to Glynn. Glynn has an opportunity now to run with the ball, looking for some support, looking for a bit of movement. Plays it to Brown. Brown outside the penalty. He's going to take a shot from 40 yards, and it was the wrong idea. He had five red shirts in front of him, and he chose the wrong option, unfortunately. And, well, we've still got time, Ben, to think about man of the match. We've got... Well, Emily, your thoughts of man of the match for FC?
No, I mean, there's a couple of options. Like I say, the two in the middle. I think Brown has been good, and, you know, he's certainly got, you know, his positioning's right. He's chased the ball down. When he's got the ball, he's done everything, you know, that you want him to do with it. He's played simple football in there. I think consistently throughout the whole of the game, it probably is Brown. Nathan Lowe has been fantastic at creating things, but it's, I think, yeah, I'd agree.
Well, Tom Brown will be FC's man of the match. I did say Baker yesterday. Unfortunately, we've changed our minds. As the referee allowing the goalkeeper, Daniel Lawson, to take a little bit of additional time into the first minute of the additional. Ball high in the air. Up goes Corbett and gets himself a free kick as the rain comes down here at Broadhurst Park. And FC United of Manchester. We've got another, that ball could be another 10 yards forward. Thank you. That's where it's from. As the goalkeeper, Allison, just plays the ball high, looping ball to the left-hand side. Up goes the red shirt. It looked like a handball there to me. But nothing given, and then a long clearance back, as which Allison, that's Lloyd Allison, the goalkeeper of FC United, well out of his area, plays the ball left-hand side across to Zach Hibbert. Hibbert now, halfway line. Lowe wants it, but got to be a bit more direct. There's a 1-2 on the halfway line. It's not going to get you an equaliser. And they have to go all the way back. And that was all because Lowe wanted an extra touch. And there was no need for that extra touch, because he's gone exactly back to the halfway line, to the left-hand side with Zach Hibbert. The ball chipped in towards the back post again. It's a geese ball. Can Liverpool get on the end of it? Oh, doesn't quite do so. But Senior now. Senior right-footed chips. There's a lovely ball towards the back post. Plenty of red shirts. And goal! Inches wide. I think it was Tom Greaves who got his head on that. Just an inch or so wide there, but it was a lovely delivery there from Joel Senior, and FC United become inches agonisingly close to making it three apiece, but it remains still 3-2 to the visitors here. 49 minutes gone, three more minutes of additional time to go, as Daniel Lawson takes the clearance, a long high ball over the top, again a flick on there by the number 9, Glenn Taylor, but FC United deal with it very, very comfortably this time. He's played a by himself up top, the number 9. He's been absolutely outstanding this evening. They should have maybe had a hat-trick. As the ball now, halfway line with Wisden. Wisden can move forward with the ball. He's got a little bit of room there. You might as well move forward with it. He plays it inside to Lowe. Lowe doesn't get on the end of it. But Kieran Glynn does. Plays it back to the halfway line to Senior. Senior chips the ball through the middle. Three red shirts are up there, converging upon the ball. Fagbo was one of them. It looks like it's going to stay in from going out from a corner. It's cleared. It's a big, long clearance at the halfway line, which Zach Hibbert can't afford to lose.
Well,
Corbett, sorry, what did I say then? Zach Hibbert. He's a goalkeeper, ex-FC United, and now here come the opposition. It's 3-2. It's Chandler on the ball. Plays a simple ball down the right-hand side, or left-hand side, I should say. It's picked up by Ramshaw. Ramshaw holds it in the penalty area, takes it towards the corner flag. FC can't afford to foul him there.
Hey, well done.
And it's good play there between him. That is FC United, Joel Senior, and FC United of Manchester. Oh, and then he's given the ball away. There's an opportunity to make it 4-2, but he's taking it out wide left-hand side. There's Glenn Taylor, and Taylor's now starts the kidology down the left. Can FC United get the ball back off him this time? He holds the ball tremendously well. Taylor really, really strong, does really well there. Good strong challenge there by Senior. It's a throw-in though to the visitors, and that was good play by the centre forward.
Absolutely brilliant play. Initially I did wonder why he needed to take it back out wide, you know, receiving the ball in the,
well, nearly a shooting position, and nearly an opportunity.
It really would, you know, but he's done well then once he's held the ball up. And
we're into the 50th minute, one more minute of the additional time to go. FC United trading by 3-2 in an exciting game of football. Have they got anything left? We've got to get it out of the air, out of our own area first, but unfortunately it's in a far, this near corner, and at the moment it doesn't look like FC United are going to get anything out of it, unfortunately, because it's all down this end here, as it's held again, and this time it is a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. The last hurrah, as the ball taken quickly, still though very deep in FC's own half. Corbett plays it all the way back when he could have moved it forward himself. The referee looks at his watch. FC's goalkeeper Allenson hits the ball long right hand side. Up goes Fagbola, doesn't win the header, but puts the pressure on down the right hand side. It's FC's number 14. It's Lingfield. FC get themselves a throw in, and the urgency is certainly with us now. 51 minutes played. This will be the last opportunity for FC to create the equaliser. If this goes in, there will
something.
Be an absolute about a pandemonium bedlam, and that's just a commentary team. The ball whipped in, it crosses across everybody, and then they can clear the lines, and that unfortunately after a lot of huffing and puffing in the last few minutes there. FC United find themselves on the end of a 3-2 defeat, Emily. And
yeah.
A game where there's going to be lots and lots of pluses.
So many. I mean, it's still disappointing. You know, we shouldn't be coming, we shouldn't lose a game like that. The opportunities that we've created, the possession that we've had, the style of football we've been playing. You know, we're at home. We should really be winning this game. So it is disappointing. You know, but the positives that we've come from, two goals down to then get back into the game at 2-2. And there's a lot to take from the game, individual performances, and then as a collective.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? OK. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.